Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
If I say to you tomorrow, take my hand, child, come with me.
What is and what should never be from Led Zeppelin. Wrapping up Led Zeppelin week today here on the show. JT Durley joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. JT is in Wichita working out, preparing to play for the Aftershocks in the basketball tournament coming up next week at Koch Arena. JT, how are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Well, we're happy to have you with us. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has. I appreciate y'all having me on.
Now, what we've been hearing about you is that you've been a kind of a bright spot in these workouts so far, that people have been impressed with your perimeter game especially. Tell us what you've been doing since you left Wichita State, and have you worked on that aspect of your game?
That's how the pro games evolve now. You know, you have to shoot the three, and, I just practiced on it. And, you know, I got a credit to, you know, some people like PJ. He helped with some hours in the gym. I used to be in Houston during the summers. And, you know, I played professional a few years in Spain and a few years in Argentina.
Has it been kind of surreal, JT, to, I'm sure you followed the program after you departed Wichita State, to be able to play with some of the guys that followed you? Are there any guys on the team that played before you did? Or you the, I don't want to call you the oldest, because I think all three of us in here are older than you, but
by 1 year, but Cliff is the oldest playing, and then you got Karen Bradley and PJ on the coaching staff. So, you know, we cover about almost 15 years of Shaka basketball.
Well, who gave you the first call to find out that they wanted you to come play? What did you know about the tournament? What do you think about it, and what are you most looking forward to?
I've been a fan of the tournament because, you know, it's a great idea, you know, summer thing, and a great way for, you know, players to make a little money during the summer. And, you know, it's just an opportunity to play some basketball back home, for especially for players that's not in the NBA, that play overseas. Then you get a chance to play on ESPN, and your family get to see you, you know, up live and direct again, you know. And this special opportunity here, you know, once in, you know, it's not normal, you know what I'm saying? It's new. And, you know, we taking full advantage of it. You know, we focus on the six man. We doing it for the fans. You know, that's a big backing. And we doing it for the fans because they have to wait during the summer. You know, the summer's the dead time in Wichita. And the TVT blessed us to, you know, host it. And that's what we want to do, show up, put on a good show for Wichita.
JT Durley, our guest, former Shocker, graduated in 2011, now a member of the Aftershocks. I wanted to ask you, you obviously came to Wichita State, and you were a project for Greg Marshall. He's talked about that numerous times. You've heard it. Tell me what you learned from Greg Marshall and how difficult those times were at the beginning until you finally bought into his system.
Yeah, I mean, it's been difficult by not – I was his first four-year player, me, Graham, and Aaron Ellis. Me, Graham Hatch, and Aaron Ellis, we was his first complete class. But Aaron Ellis was, he was recruited by Marshall, but me and Graham was actually recruited by Terry. And so just, you know, going through that coaching change was difficult, and seeing you know, I was lucky enough to be on that Treasure team where they started 9-0 and number 8 in the country. That was my redshirt year. So I seen the high part of basketball, the high level basketball, and the success it had. And then, you know, a year later, playing and with Marshall in his first year, we had an 11-20 season. So, you know, it was just tough. I learned a lot from Marshall, man, how to work hard, how to bounce back, you know, how to, you know, fight through adversity. And, you know, because it was tough times in my first couple of years playing for Marshall.
It wasn't always easy, though, was it, JT?
No, it never was. No, it was. It definitely wasn't easy. It definitely wasn't easy.
JT, what was your? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it just wasn't easy.
What was your favorite thing about Argentina? What was the food like down there?
Man, they got some of the best beef in the world. Man, they got it's called asada. They call it, it's their barbecue, and you know it's just. It's a they had these special grills that they build like on brick, and they don't cook like they only cook on these certain type of grills, and it's like it's real special. I like it. It's a great eating there.
Well, what about here? Is it different from here? Did you like it here better when it came to the food, or was it back home, or was it back in Argentina and Spain?
I mean, you know, you got your. Of course, you can't be home. You know, of course, you can't be home. But it's definitely top. And that I've been, it's definitely got some great restaurants there.
Well, JT, we're looking forward to this. How's this team looking to you right now? You got a lot of names that are familiar, a lot of Shockers, popular Shockers from the past. But it's not always easy to put that together in a short time. And go out on the floor and be a cohesive, coherent unit. How's the team look?
The team looks great. I mean, you know, we would love for people to, you know, come support us, of course. And the first game is next Thursday, July 25th. And, you know, you can get your tickets at the ticket office or on GoShockers.com.
Give me one player, JT, that's impressed you the most.
Probably the guy that nobody knows. He's not a Shocker. We have a non-Shocker, Shannon Shorter, even though he was recruited by Turgeon.
Okay.
My freshman year, he came. My true freshman year, he came on a visit.
What's his name?
Shannon Shorter.
Shannon Shorter. Yeah. He's a great pickup addition for us because, you know, we just picked up a nice guard, but he's been impressive in the workouts, and Clev and Connor, they shoot it so well. To see them go at each other is real fun.
All right. Well, we look forward to it, JT. Good to have you back in town. The Shockers, the Aftershocks kick it off. Who do they play, Jeff?
Iowa, right?
Iowa. The Iowa Hawkeyes alumni people. Next Thursday night at Coke Arena. Thanks, JT.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go.
Not just Iowa, Iowa State and Drake.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You got some Drake Bulldogs
I think
that
there's
club?
One Drake Bulldog on the club.
Well, that ought to be interesting.
And there's a woman on the team.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you go. All right, you got anything to add, Duda? I'm exhausted.
I know. The first couple segments kind of took it out of us, I think.
It really did.
Well, you know,
you're
walking a thin line, too, on what you got to say, what you can say, how you should perceive it. You don't want to say something that comes off wrong because everybody is going to jump on you because that's just the way it works.
So this kid that attacked me on Twitter, I don't know if he's a kid. I don't know. Tyler in Tawtown. I know a relative of his.
Really?
So I've.
So you connecting now?
Oh, you know me. First of all, I said, do you have a last name? Or do you want to hide behind just Tyler and Tawtown? So he gave me a last name, and now he knows a friend of mine.
So now
he's a relative. I presume a son. I don't know. Maybe a nephew.
So it's all good now?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
You guys are all right?
I don't appreciate the language.
Still steaming
Why
about
do
that?
People have to use profanity?
He used profanity?
Oh, yeah.
Well, on Twitter, it's not a great look. By the way,
why do people use profanity on Twitter?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not on Twitter.
You are.
No, he's not. And
I am not on Twitter.
Right. And Jeff, be quiet with that.
I am not on Facebook. I am not on.
And good for you.
Thank you.
You're not missing anything.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. If it's important, someone will let me know. That's how I see it. I don't need to know what you're doing for dinner tonight. I don't need to see what you made.
I am so close right now to dropping Twitter that you can't believe.
Just delete it off your phone. You'll feel a lot better.
Everybody's different. Some people really love it, and that's great. But
there's good about Twitter.
There is.
I'm not denying that.
Oh, I
like following Cardinals news on Twitter. I like major.
You don't
like
need Twitter to follow the Cardinals.
As it's breaking, I do. Here's my problem. I'm sick of Twitter when it comes to doing media stuff. I don't need to hear profanity directed at me at my stage of life. If I was 25 years younger, I don't know what I'd do. Nobody needs to use profanity at me. You understand?
I gotcha.
It's not necessary.
I'm going to delete the text I was going to send you then. Just a
it's
second.
It's a bad look, and I don't get it.
Some people, that's the only way they know how to get their point across.
Marcus Fizer plays for the Iowa team.
Well, that'll be... this poll is such blankety-blank. Do better. Next tweet, how the blank were you a journalist for 30-some-odd years? Really? Really?
You're going to explode.
I might have a meltdown.
You need to calm down. Count to 10. Just take a breath and count to 10. It doesn't matter. It's somebody on Twitter sending something out. Why let it get to you that bad?
But I knew there would come a tipping point. Do you understand that?
Oh, for sure. That's why I quit reading the vlogs and stuff I was playing.
Max
I just quit.
The
I didn't
music
read it.
In now.
I didn't read it.
Max is playing the music. Because he's sick of hearing me.
He wants to go to break, obviously.
Back for Jive Talk. Coming back. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.